Hi there, it's Ian Lewins from Two Peds in a Pod, the paediatric medical education podcast, and here's what's caught my eye in the journals this week. Today, we're dusting off a familiar name from the asthma cupboard, intravenous aminophylline. Does it still have a role, or is it finally time to let it rest? You know the scenario. It's 3 a.m. in peds recess. You've got a child with acute severe asthma. Steroids have gone in and the salbutamol is running full tilt. And somebody says, what can we do next? What about IV aminophylline? Well, what about IV aminophylline? A new review published in the Archives of Disease in Childhood has looked to settle this question once and for all. Researchers from Qatar and Cardiff pulled together 9 randomised control trials, equating to 466 children altogether, and they compared standard treatment with or without IV aminophylline. The outcomes they cared about were things that we actually notice, like asthma severity, length of stay, PICU admission, admission rates, intubation, and of course, side effects. So what were the results? Well, they were pretty clear. IV aminophylline made no significant difference in comparison to how quickly kids got better, how many were admitted, length of stay, and how many did end up intubated. So overall, aminophylline did not push these numbers in the right direction. But what aminophylline did do was make kids sick, quite literally. Reported rates of nausea and vomiting were 3 to 5 times higher in the IV aminophylline group compared to standard treatment. There were also reported side effects of headache, tremor, irritability, and even arrhythmias. So, overall, no benefit and a fair bit of misery. There is, however, one caveat to this. A study published in 1998 by Young and South demonstrated that in the most critically unwell children, IV aminophylline may reduce the length of time for which they were intubated and possibly improve lung function. So there may be a window for the critically ill child who is treatment refractory that IV aminophylline might have a role. So, what's the take-home message for us in 2025? Well, clearly IV aminophylline has history, but not a lot of evidence. Its role these days is as a rescue therapy of last resort, not a routine second-line infusion. For most children, the best evidence still points to oxygen, salbutamol, steroids, and IV magnesium with a careful, structured escalation plan. I'm Ian Lewins from Two Peds in a Pod. Thanks for watching. And if you still got IV aminophylline in your cupboard, maybe it's time to think about moving it to the museum shelf.